everybody, and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. It is the last one of 2024. Woo! And what was it we just said off air?
It's gone very quickly.
It has gone very quickly. Already got round a year. 2024 did go fast. Yeah. Highlights, everyone? Highlights.
I have seen a guy walking around with a turkey hat on his head.
Yes, we have had a chap walking around school with a turkey on his head.
I saw someone dressed as a Grinch in the canteen.
We've had someone dressed as randomly as a Grinch in the canteen today. Member of staff or student?
I think he was one of the
canteen
cooks.
Staff. Ah, yeah, that'd be Tom. So, thanks, Tom. You always do well. Do you remember The Mandalorian when we did World Book Day?
Oh yeah,
same guy.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, he's great. So, well done, Tom. We love your work. So, yeah, did anyone get Christmas lunch yesterday?
Yes.
You did? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was quite good.
Also, you just did a thumbs up.
I know I did. I'm just giving you, you're doing really well. This is me giving you praise. I'll just do it to you quietly so you can tell that you're doing a good job right now. Bless her. Do you remember how we talked beyond the thumbs up thing?
Yeah,
we're back on it again, aren't we, Chelsea? Yeah. Chelsea, I'm going to ban you from talking. You can just do thumbs up from here on in. Just kidding. Meanwhile, Christmas lunch, where we actually were halfway through that conversation before Chelsea derailed us. Sorry. I found the queue really fun yesterday. Did anyone hear the singing?
No.
Some lovely singing. It was nice. It was very cute. A little bit Mariah Carey going on, a little bit of What I Want for Christmas. It's very nice, actually.
I love Mariah Carey.
Yeah. And we did a little bit Whamageddon Bomb Everybody in the queue at one point, so we did play Last Christmas by Wham.
My favourite Christmas song.
I know, right? Did anyone partake in Whamageddon? Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay, so, because obviously Last Christmas, great Christmas song, there's a competition every year to try and get between the 1st of December to Christmas Day without hearing Last Christmas by Wham. You can hear a cover version, you can hear the staff singing it in the band performance that may or may not be happening next Thursday at lunchtime. You could hear it by in the film Last Christmas, where you never actually hear the original song. But if you hear, as soon as you realise you're listening to Wham's Last Christmas, you're out, right? You've got to try and get as long as you can. The first one of the years I played this, I was out on the 1st of December by 9 a.m. Oh. It was not okay. Some random people just came in the room.
Yeah.
We had, 1 year I made it all the way to Christmas, and I did it, I was really proud, but this year I was out on the 8th of December. So I'm like, that's it now, I'm going to sabotage everybody else, so everyone else is getting whammed. It's a great song though.
I actually wasn't there, so.
Nice, you haven't been whammed. I see now. So, favourite Christmas song is yours is Wham Last Christmas, Sophie, yeah? Anyone else want to contribute, and we can't just nod, do you need to talk to me?
Band-Aid,
okay.
Yeah.
A questionable, problematic song for various reasons.
Oh,
why is it problematic?
I know what one you mean.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah. We all know what she means. But why is it a problematic song? Some people, it's been raised as being kind of a song with issues.
It?
Yeah. Do we know why?
No, I don't know why.
Interesting.
For what issues?
It's got, people have gone, actually, this song is a bit problematic.
Which one? I forgot.
They know it's Christmas?
Oh, that one.
You could join in. It's your favourite song, dude. Leaving me hanging there, everybody.
Sorry.
Tumbleweed. So.
Oh, sound effects.
I know, right? Adding in sound effects very, very cheaply with my face. So, really simple stuff. It's a great song, but might be worth having a look at why the questions have been raised in the past about whether it's an appropriate song, about some of the lyrics. It's like, well, actually, is this not a bit stereotyping people of a certain part of the world? And
is
the whole of Africa a very beautiful continent experiencing the same things? And it's a really interesting debate about
Christmas
it.
Song
what
is Never Had a Dream Come True from S Club 7.
Do you know where the door is? S Club 7. Sophie, what are you playing at? I don't think she's going to come out with some real classics like Bing Crosby. A little bit of, the Christmas guy himself, Michael Bublé.
Michael Bauble.
The Baubles, exactly.
Yeah.
Apparently hates Christmas. Have you seen the thing with Jack Whitehall that's coming out? Very funny, but the fact that Michael Bublé hates Christmas.
We've been referred to as Michael Bauble for years.
Yeah, well, that's why he hates it, because, not his name. Anyway, what are you playing at? Eat your bourbon and shush. I take it back. So it's been a fun packed week this week. Obviously, we had Christmas dinner yesterday, which was absolutely brilliant fun. I don't know how we got 800 people through, and I don't know how the canteen cooked Christmas dinner for 800 people, but well done, canteen. Round of applause and cheer for canteen. Amazing people that feed you all every day, and they get through so much food so quickly for you all. I think they were relieved to go back to cooking their pastries and normal bits and pieces today, and sausage rolls and paninis, because it was doing the roast dress, it was tough, but hey,
yeah.
Pigs in blankets were great. My favourite bit of the roast. Favourite bit of your roast?
Potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah. We were having this discussion outside. Don't worry about a plate, just get a big Yorkshire pudding. In it, put potatoes, pigs in blankets and gravy. Job's a good one.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Best roast in the world. The Yorkshire people have got it right, because that's how you do a roast in Yorkshire, but they do it.
In Yorkshire, they have Yorkshire puddings for... like their starters.
Yes, yeah, and you can have them with sweet stuff as well. You can have them like jam and things like that.
Yeah, my dad had a jam.
Because ultimately, it's the same stuff that's in pancake.
Yeah, and a pancake mix.
Yeah, so it's not exactly particularly different. It just cooks slightly differently. So, I'm going to ask you a question now that's from Votes for Schools today, because actually this is all about communication, all about kind of stuff going on. Do emojis make communicating easier? Emojis. So there's little bitmojis, little kind of smileys, that were originally called emoticons when I was...
Oh yeah.
Very old. When I was a lot younger. But yeah, so do emojis make communicating easier?
Yes.
There's lots of nods around the room. They would really help me right now.
My Manchester's whole tutor said yes.
Yeah. I think a lot of it's overwhelming across the country. So nationally, 80% of people are saying, 80.7 in fact, it's bigger, are saying that yes, emojis make it easier. Because it's so easy to misinterpret a text message, isn't it?
Yeah.
To think, oh,
yeah.
All
you're
right.
Not that
rude.
Because you're not there in person. The tone, you don't know how the tone's going to sound.
Absolutely.
Unless you, like,
go on, no, go on.
That was very rude. Unless you generally really, really know that person and you know how they speak.
Yeah.
It's also
then
like
it's all right. But if you don't really know someone and they're texting you about something...
There's also like tone tags some people use.
Oh,
it's a bit easier.
A tone tag?
So there's things like /neg, / pause.
Texting. All right, yeah, okay. I get that now. Okay, so we think it's overwhelming. I mean, our picture is very similar. Across the school, 83.1% of people said yes, it makes it easier to communicate. And I think it just really helps clarify. Do you think that there's a sense it might be overtaking when we're communicating like casually? Do you think it might be overtaking words? People just sending emojis to each other, or are you still sending
still sending
words?
I had emojis, like the laughing one, when being silly, that's about it really.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, I use more words than I do emojis sometimes.
Okay.
Depending on what mood I'm
I tend to use like an emoji at the end. It's almost like punctuation. So it goes at the end of my message so that I can have like going on holiday, picture of a desert island umbrella, sunshine, cocktail, burger.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You put all the things you're going to do while you're there, but with an emoji. It saves you writing it. Okay. Speaking of cocktails and fun and things and loveliness and burgers and stuff, Hot Chocolate Friday today has been a bumper one.
Has it?
18 people in Hot Chocolate Friday today. That would have been a big cosy photograph. But apparently one of your group was front and centre.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's do our little shout outs to everybody who got their Hot Chocolate Friday today. So I'm going to start off. So well done to Kira Harrison.
Rebecca Blackman.
Isabel Smith.
Marley Tor.
Sophie Pack.
Daisy Charles. Wow.
Lucy Davidson.
Riley Lewis.
Lauren DeCasamento.
Kyra Gill.
James Herbert.
Olivia Skelton.
Alexa Testambis Hopes. Holly. Bradley Webber.
Oliver White.
Nova Binu.
Lauren Mullen.
Eloise DeCat.
Reuben Tone.
Townend. And Bethany Winch. Well done to you guys. Give them a round of applause. Forget your bad selves. So that's you for your Hot Chocolate Friday this week. What you couldn't see, because for the 90 millionth time there's no camera, is everyone that actually got a shout out there got a little dance move from two of the podcasters today. They were all having their names moved out, which is quite cute. Well done, folks. There has been some fantastic fixture action. This week has been the Year 7 football inter-house competition. We have a grudge match final tonight between one of the Gill Kicker forms and one of the Brockhurst forms. So that could make the difference between the points at the end of term. Because remember, for every competition that one house wins, they get 1,000 bonus points.
Ooh.
So where Wallington won the, not each individual child, don't panic, Charles was well excited then. She's like, prom ticket, Dom. just the house. So where Wallington won, you might need to talk, I'm dying a bit.
Where Wallington won, they got 1,000
points. Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. Cheers. They won the bauble competition for the trees. And you've seen the baubles on the trees.
Oh, yeah.
They won that, so they got an extra 1,000 points for their total. And actually, it's making a difference to the house totals. That's why they've disappeared. Because we're going to do a big live announcement on the last Friday to see where we're at. And remember, the winning house this year gets their own muff today. There's only going to be one more non-uniform day this year. And it'll be for the winning house in the summer.
Okay. Last year, Brockhurst won.
Exactly. Last year, Brockhurst did win. And last time we announced the point, Brockhurst was still in the lead. But Gilkicker were closing the gap. And the match tonight is between Gilkicker and Brockhurst. So it's a bit of a grudge match. So there'll be one more, like this year, all year, there's only going to be one more non-uniform day. Like until the summer, I'm saying.
What about a Christmas jumper day next week?
Yep, that's not a non-uniform day. It's only a Christmas jumper day. So you wear your jumper to replace your school jumper. Everything else is the same.
Well, if you're a prefect?
You wear your jumper to replace your jumper. Everything else is the same.
It's the same for everyone.
Well done for pulling that forward. But I love a bit of Christmas jumper day. But I got really hot. So I have to take my Christmas jumper off, which is really annoying. So I don't wear it around my waist. So Christmas waistband.
Yeah.
Also this week, oh, as if we could go anywhere without mentioning why half of my dance class went in today. Rock of Ages took to the stage and rocked out in fine style. Congratulations to everybody who was involved in the production this year. It was brilliant. From the matinee to the Year Sixes on Tuesday, right the way through to the final night that I was lucky enough to see last night. Well done, all of you. Some stunning performances. Did anyone sort of know anyone on the show that they thought, cooked? What was it?
Evie Marvin, absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Some beautiful voices, weren't there, on that stage?
Wow.
Oh, I loved having live music this year.
Yeah, it was the band. So good as having the
band. Yeah. The band was amazing.
Yeah, really picked up the atmosphere. Mm. And such a cool set with the scaffolding on stage as well. Really nicely done. So, not just well done to all the students who are in the cast and crew, but also well done to the performing arts team. We know how hard you work to put that show on and how much time, effort, and energy goes into putting on a show that's that complex, demanding, and that hard. So thank you very much for all you do, performing arts team, and well done to the cast and crew. I think they deserve their very own round of applause. And thank you so much for Rock of Ages. Don't put that one in the song. Terrible. I'm very singy today, aren't I? Don't like it. We had a date off last Friday. What did you all do?
I started playing The Last of Us.
Again. Nice. I love that show. It's so good. Is there a new season coming soon?
I don't know. I played the games. I don't really like the TV show.
Oh, my husband likes both. It's not the same. And he was going, that's different.
I did that.
Yeah. But we still liked it. But yeah, so you've started having another go at the game. Nice. Chelsea, what were you up to last Friday?
I finished off writing some more songs.
Nice. Lovely. Love that. So, what about you?
Just had a chilled Friday, you know, watch some films with my parents, you know.
Nice, because Storm Dara did come in and spoil it a little bit, so it was a little tougher for us to have a great time. Yeah, so it's nice to have extra time. Thank you for rubbish in the bin. That's something we're going to be really focused on next half term. Yeah, a bit of ASMRs crinkling for them right next to the microphone. Sorry, everyone, she did that right next to. So a bit of ASMR work. That'll do. So. Sorry,
ASMR done now.
You can tell we're really tired and it's the last one of 2024, can't you? We've got some work to do next term on litter, but I want to talk to you a little bit before we go today about bullying. Because we've talked about the STOP campaign and what STOP means in two different types of STOP. So several times on purpose and start telling other people. I really want to hammer this home because I was chatting to some lovely young people yesterday and they're still unclear on what to do if they think they're being bullied. So what should they do? You tell me, because you're students, what should they do if they're being bullied?
They need to tell a prefect, tell a trusted adult, tell your parents, even tell a friend. If you're too scared to tell an adult, go ask your friend to tell an adult.
Cool.
Tell people and they can pass it on.
Does that have to be so face-to-face, Sophie?
Online form and then there's boxes around the school.
How do I find the online form?
When you like go into a new tab on your laptop, there's the home page, and I believe it's when you scroll down, there's a bunch of different tabs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've also today posted it in everybody's Google Classrooms for their year teams again, and in the house Google Classrooms, and in all the action groups, all our character champions. You've all had it posted in your Google Classrooms, so you have access to it really, really easily. Just because it's really important that you know where to find it. And like you said, there's also the post boxes around school.
Yes,
you can drop a note in there, checked daily by our safeguarding team. You can also just send one of us a message if you wanted to. And there's something new. What's happening in the atrium now? Have you heard about this?
I have not heard about this.
Because you might have not got it, because it's gone out to lower years, I know. So in the atrium, our anti-bullying team, our anti-bullying ambassadors, every lunchtime are holding a drop-in.
So
you have heard about it. So you can drop in there. If you're having a bit of beef with your friend, if it's getting a little bit like, oh, yeah, not really, kind of, we're not getting on very well at the minute. There's not, it's not, not have shadow boxing in the room, thank you. Not separating you over the microphone. Essentially, if you're not getting on with one another, there's a really easy way of doing it, and actually the anti-bullying team are trained in conflict resolution.
Yeah.
And they will help you unpick what's going on and make your friendship better and move forwards. Or if you're just feeling, you know what, well, actually I'm feeling a little bit like, it's a bit, everyone's getting a bit overexcited, it's Christmas, I want somewhere quiet to chill out. They're sat in there, they've got cards, they've got all sorts, you can go in there, just relax into the atrium. It's not a punishment space, it's a chill out space, and there's someone there every single day at lunchtime.
Yeah.
So head to the atrium if that's something you were interested in, just to chill and have a chill out time. But you're right by saying prefects. How do I know who a prefect is, Sophie?
So a prefect would be someone in a grey jumper, a grey lanyard that says the word prefect on it, and even just a prefect badge.
Yes, good stuff. So we've got badges, we've got jumpers, we've got lanyards, trying to make them stand out massively so everyone is really well seen.
You could also go speak to a anti-bullying ambassador.
And how do I know who they are?
They will have a bullying ambassador badge.
What colour is that?
It's a purple.
Absolutely. So we've gone through the checklist, guys. So please, please, please do not think, you know, I don't know if this is bullying, so I'm just going to, you know, ride it out and develop a thicker skin. And if you're not sure, just come and chat to one of us. But remember, bullying is several times on purpose. And what you need to do is stop it. So start telling other people. That's going to wrap us up for 2024, everybody. We hope you have... We wish you a Merry Christmas.
A Happy New Year.
Listening to Bay House Bar.